Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, and I'm speaking with my colleague Michael Yon, war correspondent. He is in Panama, the country of Panama, the middle of Panama, Central America. He's going to take us, however, to Colombia to introduce us to a migrant route to America that is completely new to me and perhaps new to you too. It's called the Darien Gap, and the Darien Jungle between Colombia and Panama and then into Panama. This is the end of the Pan-American Highway on the Panama side, and there's a break in the highway. You cannot drive through the Darien Gap. It begins again in a city in Colombia. Michael, a very good evening to you. You traveled to Colombia after all of your peregrinations in the United States. You flew into Colombia, and then you went to the frontier with Panama. Why? What did you see there? Good evening, Michael.
Right. Well, right after the inauguration, I was in D.C. for that, flew straight to Texas, watched the border start to explode there, went into the Mexican side four times, and then went up to Portland and checked out the Antifa situation, and then flew to Colombia. Because Colombia, at the northern part there of South America, is the funnel, the mouth of the funnel through the Darien Gap that goes up through Panama and then, you know, keeps going north up to Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, and California. And so people that come from all over the world who can't get visas that will get them closer, such as into Canada or up into Mexico, they have to fly to countries in South America, such as to Brazil or Chile or down to Ecuador. They will then go to Colombia. They'll take by bus up to Colombia, and then they have to take boats and go by foot because the Pan-American Highway ends for 60 miles, right? Some of the roughest, most dangerous jungle in the world. You can look it up, the Darien Gap. People disappear there constantly, and so they have to hoof it, go by foot. And so what we did was we linked up with some of the several hundred, actually, of the migrants. Many were from Cuba. Many were from Haiti, Congo. I met about eight from Nepal. I spent a year in Nepal, so I just walked right up and said namaste, met some Sikh people. I'd been to their part of India. Luckily, a lot of these people that we see coming in, I've been to their country, so I can, you know, immediately establish some rapport with them, talk with them. They came by boat over to a place called Copergana. You can look that up on the map, right there at the edge of Panama, at the northern part of Colombia. That's where they disembark from the boat. And, you know, that they get disinfected, even the little children. There's many little children that even have to be carried. They're not even big enough to walk, and they're being disinfected. You can see them being sprayed down. I put those photos on my Patreon today, and then they just take them right to the jungle. So like 10 minutes away from that is the jungle, and then they seed in with the people that are walking those 60-some-odd miles through the jungle. And it's not just jungle, it's mountains and rivers, it's rough. And there's FARC guerrillas out there, there's drug dealers. You know, Colombia has become the Afghanistan of South America because cocaine has made a huge comeback. A lot of people don't realize that. And so they are, you know, as the migrants come up through the Darien Gap, they're now seated, they have drug mules coming up carrying backpacks filled with cocaine. So many of the immigrants are raped or killed, robbed numerous times. And we talked with some now we're back. That was the Colombia side. Then we flew over to the Panamanian side and went back to the other side of the Darien Gap. We talked with Panamanian authorities. And, for instance, when many children come out the other side without parents at all because their parents are killed or they die out there, and then other people bring the children out, the ones that make it out. And the Panamanian authorities said that, you know, they'll go into the jungle to collect the bodies of children, but when if they die, the bodies of adults, they just leave in the jungle. So you can hear reports of people that come through the Darien Gap. You know, there's bodies along the trail, like people climbing Mount Everest, except this is the jungle, right? And so there's this is really a rough. Just look up the Darien Gap, and you won't believe osmotic pressure.
Let's unpack this. You went to Colombia. You traveled to the funnel that leads to the Darien Gap. It's a park. It's an overgrown park with no highway through it. There was one particular family you wrote me about, Michael, that came from Haiti, and I recover their journey this way. They're from Haiti, and they went to Chile for more than a year, maybe 2 years, with family members. They were the two children and a mother. You met them. They were now at the Darien Gap, traveling through there and trying to get to America, because I believe the father, the husband, is in America. So they're walking into the Darien Gap. You said goodbye to them. Did they have resources? You sent photographs of mothers carrying children on their breasts and then big containers of water. Were the Haitians you saw, did they have containers of water to go through the gap?
They're not ready at all. I mean, the family that you're talking about, it was their mother, and the brother was 12 years old and the sister was 16. And we talked with them 2 days. One day we talked with them as they were preparing to get on the boat. And the next day got on the boat. We talked with them that day, and then we all went over. And they went off out into the jungle completely unprepared for what's ahead. In fact, they didn't realize that they're going into this dangerous situation. It's very clear that some of the people seem to be cognizant that they're going into a very dangerous situation, and they're willing to do it. For instance, a Sikh man that I ran into from the Punjab area of India, I found him actually out in the jungle on the Colombian side of the Darien Gap, and he realized how dangerous it was. But that Haitian family, they had no idea. They were not prepared. You see people going into this jungle, 60 miles of mountainous terrain in sandals. Others do have walking shoes. They're just completely unprepared for what's ahead for anybody that spent much time in the jungle, especially this sort of jungle. Many will just not come out alive.
Right. You send photographs. And go to Michael Yon's Facebook page, and you'll see the photographs, still photographs, and he's making video as well. A father walking with a mask away from his face, carrying supplies, following his wife, and she has small children either by the hand or on their breast, and they're walking towards they've just gotten off the boat, and they're walking towards the Darien Gap, and we don't know what happens to them. There are no weapons. I didn't see any weapons on them. What do they think they're doing? Do they have a concept of where they're going?
John, you should see CNN at nighttime when we're in hotels, not very nice hotels down there, of course. But when you can, if you have a television, CNN is basically an infomercial telling people that you're being welcomed in. It's in Spanish, but Chuck Holton, my partner down here, he's a former Army Ranger, former Army helicopter pilot as well. He speaks Spanish fluently. He lives in Panama, so he's translating for me. You know, CNN is saying, you know, how to get through, where the weak points in the wall are up in the United States, what states to go to. I mean, it's like a nightly infomercial from CNN. So that a lot of people think that, oh, if you just make it to America, you're good to go. You're going to be welcomed with open arms. And then down there in Yavitsa, which is the Panama side, we were down there, a couple of days ago.
Yavitsa is the end city of the Pan-American Highway before the gap, before this break in the Darien jungle. Go ahead, Michael.
Oh, yeah, that's wild country down there. That's really, really out there. If you look at Yavitsa on the on Google Earth, the people down there, there's about 600 Colombians in that little town. It's only 4,400 people in the town, according to what I see on the Internet. And that looked about right when we were there. About 600 of them are Colombians. There were at least four aid groups there. One was the Norwegian Refugee Council. Another one was HIAS, H-I-A-S, some Hebrew group that I think you may have heard of. And then the UN was there, and then some local group. And these people are acting basically as pumps. You know, they're helping, they're aiding people. You know, ostensibly, they're just helping them, you know, with food and water and that sort of thing. But in fact, they're helping to act as a pump to pump these people through severe danger. You know, whether it's through the Colombian side, you know, being osmotically pushed up through the Darien Gap, where many will just die and never be seen again if they make it through to the Panamanian side. Previously, up until even last year, they were held for months until Costa Rica could finally accept them. But now Panama is they put them in camps, and then they put them on buses and take them straight to Costa Rica. Now, each country that they go to makes money off of these migrants. Now, it would be very easy to apply diplomatic pressure to a country like Colombia to cut it off from that side. And also, each one of these countries, we could stop this. Of course, the Northern Triangle is Honduras and El Salvador and Mexico. There's, you know, huge amounts come through there, but that's about 85%. But the other about 15% are coming from down here, right? And they could be stopped at any one of these borders with just diplomatic and political pressure.
Michael, did you have a conversation with anyone? Did they believe that something had changed, that there's this risk to go to America? Do they believe America will welcome them when they arrive at the border? Do they have a vision of what's ahead of them in America?
Oh, absolutely. They think they're going to be welcome with open arms. Now, on the up near the Mexican border with Texas. Like,
all right, I understand. We're going to talk about Mexico in a minute, but I want to concentrate on this, because what you've discovered is a complete delusion. They're thousands of miles by foot from where they want to get to, and it's not going to welcome them. We know this. But there are no authorities whatsoever that you've mentioned in your explication. No border guards, no authorities, no watchtowers, no rescue services through this Darien Gap until they get to Yaviza. And then they're at the end of the Pan-American Highway. Is that all consistent? There's no help for them until they get to Yaviza.
Yeah, there's no help there until you get there. And then if you make it that far, you will get picked up by the Panamanian authorities, because getting from the Yaviza area up to Costa Rica, that's going to be pretty difficult, even to get it out of Darien province. It's going to be very, very difficult.
And do they charge money to everybody? What if people don't have the money? What happens to them?
Oh, well, you're going to get charged all along the way. That's what they all say. When you talk with migrants further along in the path, they'll get charged at, you know, Costa Rican smuglers will charge them. They get everybody gets robbed.
And if they do not have the if they do not meet the ticket price, where do they go? What happens to them? Are there stories about people who don't have the money? Because they're carrying cash with them, right? Is it dollars? Are they carrying dollars, pesos? Do we know?
Everybody who comes through Darien, they say, is robbed and or raped. Every single person who comes through Darien is robbed and or raped. That's what the story we hear over and over again. For instance, the young girl that you saw in the photos that I published, she's probably been raped by this point. It's unbelievable. She's only a 16-year-old Haitian girl, and she's being pushed up through the Darien Gap.
Does Colombia know about this? Colombia, you say, the Colombia authorities in Bogota, do they know about this? What's going on?
They all know.
All right.
They all know.
And
they
Panama
all,
knows.
Everybody knows. Everybody down here knows. This is as obvious as rain in Seattle. I mean, it's super obvious here.
Michael Yan, war correspondent. His Facebook page is Michael_Yan to see the photographs of these people who want to get to America, but where they are right now is extreme risk. I mean, Michael, we don't have to use many more adjectives, right? We're using the word risk. Let's go to the border, because Michael's come from there, and there's news at the border tonight from the Secretary of Homeland Security, Mr. Mayorkas. Michael Yan. @Michael_Yan Facebook page. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn,
and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.